getting that phone call was, it was like a dream come true. Such a blessing, you know what I'm saying? And being here at the Eagles, you know, has been thus far like the best experience I've had in my whole life. But that draft day call was amazing, man. I just felt like the world was lifted off my shoulders. I mean, someone wanting you is the best. It's not like they just brought me in here just because I was the last one on the board, but they actually picked me because they wanted me, and that's the best part about it.
And you finally get that call, and it's jubilation. I mean, it's the greatest feeling ever. As a player, you know, you reach the zenith of football. There's no bigger place than being in the NFL. And, you know, it was something that, you know, you cherish for life. It was something that you strived all your life for to make it to that point. And when it finally came true, you know, I didn't want to let those coaches down. I didn't want to let my family down. I didn't want to let myself down. So, you know, I continued to work hard. I just didn't let my career stop at the draft.
You know, they said they were going to take a chance on me, that they believed in me and felt like I could come in and compete for a job. And that really made me feel good to have a team, you know, looking at my past and my history to really come out and believe in me and give me an opportunity. I think it just helped with my confidence and knowing that the people that took a chance on me really believed in me, and it just made me want to, you know, come in camp, work hard, and, you know, be the best I can be. So I didn't let those guys down.
When the draft actually started, it was a really stressful time because I was just with family, so I didn't have a bunch of people around me. But you're hoping for the best, of course. You want to get drafted as high as possible, and each round goes by, you know, especially tight ends-wise. You see a bunch of tight ends that get picked ahead of you. Even Houston picked the tight end ahead of me. So you're starting to get a little mad. You're starting to get angry that all these guys are getting drafted ahead of you. Finally, Houston called in the fifth round and the 152nd pick, and I was drafted by Houston, which it's something you work your entire life for. So, of course, I was super excited, and I enjoyed the moment. But at the very same time, I was kind of disappointed that I got drafted so late. But I just really, you know, cherished the moment to get drafted because I worked so hard to get into the NFL, and it's something that, you know, a lot of people want to do.
I'm not a very emotional person, but at that moment, I was real, real emotional. You know, I shook his hand, and, you know, everybody is. You know, a couple people called about the story, about the hug that I gave him, and, you know, it was probably a long hug, and but I was well appreciated by him. You know, I've been watching the draft, you know, all my life, and now that I got to go up and shake his hand.
Finally getting the call, it seemed like it was way later in the day, you know, after a very long day. It was kind of a relief because at that point you're at a rite of passage in your life where you pretty much know where you're going to go, you know, in college. You know where you're going. You know where you're going to live the next 4 to 5 years. And then there's that point in your life leading up to the draft where you don't know where you're going to spend the next few years of your life, and that all hinges on who's going to draft you on that day. So after that's all said and done, after you get picked, you can kind of start. You know, your mind starts sailing a little bit, and you can kind of start planning and seeing, have a little more better view of the future. Obviously, getting drafted is fulfilling a lifelong dream, but it's really just the start of the whole journey. There's so much more that goes into it, and here I am now going into year 9 and looking back on it, and you know, that's just a baby step in the right direction. You really haven't accomplished much just by getting drafted. It is great to get drafted, but you know, in the big scheme of things, you've got a lot more work to do.